Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Burda. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Al Downing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. O'Brien moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage who is chasing the ball. O'Brien reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Kubiak reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to third. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence fields it and throws to home to get Kubiak. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berta moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Jainsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing bunts, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. O'Brien strikes out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Aparicio moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. May moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Josephson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. John Gellner now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Josephson scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. Knoop moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jellner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. May moves to third. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Tito Francona pinch hits for John Jellner. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Francona moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage hits a line drive towards first. Spence reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Bob Berta. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton pinch hits for Dave May. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Danny Walton now playing left field. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Gene Brabander. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.